Yes, once again, ladies and gentlemen, we are back to lick your ear holes. It's the Possible Oscar Posker cast, number 12.
They call that Dose.
I'm Jared, going
My
around.
My name's John Meeb.
That's John.
I'm Nathan.
Nathan's here.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Jeff is here, back from his six-hour sickness of last episode.
It was messy.
For real?
Were there any vomitus?
Nope.
Let's get to the. No, just feeling queasy.
Yeah, well.
Tell me about your stool sample.
My stool. Oh, I don't know if there's anything to sample. This has gone south bad.
Where'd the hate go? Come on, we need to bring back the hate.
I hate you all. No. So we're back here. We're done with the practice / recording, and we are doing our weekly podcast for you, the listener. We never hear from the listener.
The
I'm very
listener.
Sad about that. If you're listening,
where are you, listener?
If anyone's listening to the show, drop us a line, possibleoscar@gmail.com. Comment at this on the website, or find us some way. Poke us in the hallway at school, whatever.
Mm. Come to my locker.
Come in my locker.
So tonight we
I got expelled for that once.
Wow. So tonight we recorded the bass backing track for the fifth, but may not be the final track from our. Five song going on six or seven or eight song EP songs from the hammock. There was the pregnant pause in there for you who want to insert a certain piece of fruit.
Banana.
Songs from those.
Yeah,
so,
I do.
So never fear, those of you who pre-ordered the album and are thinking you're going to get stiffed and not get your free download, we are working on it. It's going to happen. It'll be done sometime, probably September.
And if you're lucky, I might still stiff you.
Oh!
Hey!
Nice.
And tonight's song is a different song than what we've talked about. I think we talked about the complete lineup of songs. It's now changed, of course. Tonight's song is an old parody that I wrote years ago that was maybe around the time of the first album. I don't even remember. It's been a while. And I just never really found the right arrangement for it and thought, hey, let's try it as an acoustic number. So we'll see how that goes. We haven't actually recorded vocals for it, so it could end up being a piece of crap yet. But we'll find out once we get later in the process and have wasted a whole bunch of time.
Feed it to the birds.
So that is your recording update for this week. I did some other recording earlier this week. Monday night, I did a guest vocal spot for the great Luke Ski's next song that he has coming up. I think that's coming out Sunday.
Yeah. Is that the one he kept giving us updates, verse one, verse two?
Yes, okay. I believe that is the one, yes. So I am doing one of the verses along with several other people, so that'll be showing up on the Fump.
Can you
thefump.com.
Tell us more about this song with Luke Ski?
I'm not. He's been kind of coy about what it is, so I'm not necessarily going to give out all the details
like
on here. So
batting his eyelashes coy, because that might
No, he just hasn't been
up.
Giving a lot of details. He mentioned on his podcast that it was one of the songs that he did. He does a podcast called Bad Rapport, and he had a list of songs that he had found in an old notebook or something like that. They were past ideas. He wasn't sure whether or not he should record them or not. So he put them up as a poll and asked listeners to his podcast to vote on them, whether or not he should record any of these songs. And this is one of the ones that got a favorable response. So he went ahead and did it. And I did a verse on it.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
It'd be hilarious if he did the poll and then did the exact opposite of what his fans wanted.
As an well, F.U.
It's certainly...
I cared not for what you think.
It is certainly his choice to do that. there you go. Anyway, that'll be up on the Fump on Sunday, where you pay for the seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Someone's got skin marks in their pants.
Last week we talked about video games, and it seems to be a topic that has come up again, so we're going to do some more video game talk for you guys. I've obviously been playing a lot of Fable 2 still. I'm at the point where you mentioned, John, where you're going to go somewhere and not be able to get back for a while.
Oh, have you gone there yet?
I have gotten there. No, I have not gotten there.
I was there last
week. Because they basically... Your whatever your spiritual leader, whoever her name, what is her name, Teresa or something like that?
Yeah, Teresa.
She basically said you're not going to be able to come back for a while. So if there's there's people here who need help, and if there's anyone you want to say goodbye to, go do that
tie
now.
Up loose ends.
So I'm like, okay, yeah. I get the hint. So I've been buying property like a madman. I haven't played 3 days. I'm expecting when I turn it on, maybe tonight or tomorrow, that I'm just going to have a huge amount of gold. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it does accumulate.
Yeah, it accumulates until the game is off, which is awesome.
Yeah. That is good.
I wonder how much I have left on... I haven't played in a long since the game came out.
I'm a millionaire!
Yeah, you could probably turn it on and you'll have just tons.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. Your character would be all gray.
Yeah, I still don't care about the game.
See, anyway. I wish the age thing, because it ages too fast, I think.
I did that in the first game, too.
Yeah, you're a little kid, you're a young man, all of a sudden, the rest of the game, you're an old man.
Bam, wrinkly balls.
Yeah. Bam, wrinkly balls. That's the name.
Wow.
I need you to narrate my life, sir.
Bam, wrinkly balls.
Bam, wrinkly balls.
How would Irish Neville say it?
Bam, wrinkly balls. That was more of a yodel. I got
that sounds like Jewel would say it.
So when you're playing the game, it says it in the Mortal Kombat voice. Bam, wrinkly balls. Oh, shit, no. I lost.
I don't have a potion for that. More video game news in my department. I follow a Twitter account called Cheap Ass Gamer, and they had a tweet about a good deal at Toys R Us on DJ Hero. Anyone familiar with DJ Hero?
I've not played it before. I'm slightly aroused.
The toying table one?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Today and tomorrow, $20.
Oh.
So if that's something you're interested in,
controller
for the game and
for the game and the turntable controller, $20.
It's so doing that good.
Gonna borrow it.
Wow. Yeah. So I believe that is all platforms. I bought it for Xbox. So I always wanted to play it. For $20, I'm willing to spend the money.
John, you beat Mass Effect 2?
Yes, I did, and it was solid. I'm all geared for Mass Effect 3 because it basically just goes right into it and says, okay, you know. There is a Mass Effect 3 coming out. I don't know when, but...
Yep. Have you read any of the novels?
No, I don't read.
Have you read the comic book adaptation?
Have you read the comic book? Are you? There is a graphic novel.
I got it. Up.
No.
I love all that, like the Chronicles stuff that they do on the side. It's good.
You know what my problem is, though? I don't like... I'm not a big fan of space games like what's the other big one? Halo.
Oh,
like,
right.
I get really instantly bored playing like Halo and at Mass Effect, the very first one was kind of tough to get into because of the setting, because I'm more of the you know, Lord of the Rings, just the old, you know, RPG thing, and maybe like the Final Fantasy, you know, steam. I hate the phrase steampunk, but, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it was a little tough, but the storyline and the gameplay of Mass Effect kept me going, and I thought the second one was much better, more action packed. The ending was more thrilling, and I'm ready for, I'm ready for Dragon Age 2 come out, but Mass Effect 3 is probably going to come out shortly after, and I'll be broke and I won't be able to afford it. Bye.
Oh no. There you go.
Bye.
Bye.
But I think that's our video game update. I think, unless there's anything else we want to talk about.
No.
It's very good. What else is going on in our lives? Renaissance Festival? We want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, that was a hot mess.
I think it's going to be another hot mess this weekend when I will be out there as well.
Yay, good. You can suffer with me too. Yeah, it's hot, sticky, nasty. And I don't want to say anything because people I know who know my boss may listen. And I was just... I can't say anymore.
Stop it.
It was rough. It was really rough.
Jeff, that would be an opportunity to drop another something along the lines of wrinkly balls.
Wrinkly boobs?
A little derivative, but also I'll accept that.
Seriously, though, I'm getting jaded more and more every year. I watch someone walk by, and I'm like, why am I out here? Those breasts do not belong in that bodice.
They belong out of it in your hand?
No,
what are you talking
God,
about?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if those came out, they'd be like past your knees.
Wow.
And you can tell, like, were you not actually, do you not understand physics when
if
you put
you can,
your clothes
if,
on?
Are you saying that if you can store the Lord of the Rings trilogy upon these things, they probably should not be in there?
Yeah.
With the two statue bookends.
Exactly.
Try to contain them a little bit more. Don't let them flop about.
My bad.
You know, like they're pushed up, but they're like all over the.
So is the waterbed effect kind of going?
Yeah,
like, totally. There's a plateau and a waterbed effect going.
Yeah.
By the way, have you noticed you can't buy a waterbed anymore?
I did not.
No,
they're all at the Renaissance Festival.
It was an article I read the other day that you just can't buy them. They're not cool anymore. They kind of had that. People thought they were, you know, too sleazy and stuff, and just the demand fell through the floor, and they just really don't sell them anymore.
If I got one, I would shave and just have a mustache.
Yeah.
A thin mustache.
And that kind of had that whole swinger appeal to him, and nobody really cared about
your
that.
Bed.
Yep. Yeah. Black and gold everywhere.
Ooh. So I'll be at the Renaissance Festival this weekend, Nathan. I'll be out there as part of the belly dancer thingy.
Yeah. At least you get good-looking women to look at.
Yeah, that's true. I've at least...
I'll get that.
At least four events that I'm doing drumming for, so...
Hey, Joanna.
How'd she work out there, too?
She works with me, okay. Actually.
Oh, that's right. You've mentioned that.
Different shift, but it was still funny.
Jeff, do you ever make it out to the Renaissance Festival? Is that a thing you do?
Yeah, occasionally.
Occasionally.
Went last year.
Yeah.
We usually alternate.
Do you dress up? Do you get the pantaloons on, the tights?
I usually leave the pants off.
Okay. So that's fitting.
As per usual.
Yeah, yes.
Modus operandi.
It's just me in a bodice.
A bow dice?
A bow dice, yes. Yes, I enjoy a turkey leg or two and Hassle Nathan.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen you out there before.
You made sweet love to me in your art gallery last year.
Like I
just took him behind the counter.
Just like Nathan, he doesn't even remember.
Just a cloud.
Yeah. You bastard.
Like most things at Fest, it was just a cloud of dust.
Yeah.
What?
The love making. It was like a cartoon cloud of dust.
With the arms of the fist like shoot out.
Occasionally the
little stars.
Pound
and
symbol and birds.
Look like Pigpen masturbating.
Wow, I don't know what you're going for the title of this show.
Anyway. Wrinkly Balls.
Right now it's Bam Wrinkly Balls. But John, do you ever go to the festival? I'm not sure. Am I right?
Well, it's been about 21 years ago.
Working on your book.
Yeah, my chance of cactus. There's a plot resolution.
Yes. No, I haven't been for a long time.
How long is a long time?
Since I was 17.
Wow. Is it just not something you're interested in?
Oh, just... Yeah, I seem to be doing something every... I don't go out much. I go to the fair at this time.
Yeah.
And like this year, for this weekend, phase one of the move. So in the hot, sweaty sun, I'm going to be loading up trucks and boxes and doing that. So that's going to be fun. So we're doing phase one this weekend, and then phase two will be on your birthday weekend.
Mm. Yeah.
The final phase.
Is that? Yeah.
Omega phase.
Just trying to make a joke there. It didn't come up. Oh, yeah. You mentioned State Fair. We'll be at there next week.
Yeah, we
Nathan will. And I will be. Along with a party of revelers, going to the bleh bleh Weird Al Yankovic concert.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
And also, this Saturday, I turned 30.
What?
No.
What?
Oh, my God.
So bring me presents. I demand it.
It will be covered in a cloud of dust.
That's okay.
All right.
Well, then don't bring me a Nintendo cartridge, you asshole.
Why? You have to blow on them all the time anyway.
I know what I'm getting, Nathan. I have a copy of Duck Hunt for you.
I have that game. Thank you.
In German, that's Duck Hunt.
Duck Hunt. There's the title. Duck Hunt.
Maybe not.
What do you use? Right.
With the umlaut. You got to have the umlaut.
Oh, goodness. I think we wrapped up everything we need to do on this episode.
Bounce.
Hold on. Let me get the music going there so you know it's the end.
There we go.
All right. Thanks for checking out the Poskercast. John might be taking a couple weeks off, so we'll see this. The next couple weeks for the podcast might be a little sporadic, but we will come back on a regular basis at some point. So hang in there, folks. Thanks for listening, and peace
Shalom.
Out.
Bye-bye.
And shit. Yeah.
Peace out.